Again, the scripture from Galatians chapter 6, verse 8. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps that he sows. Whatever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, this is the Holy Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Now, Eugene Peterson puts it a little differently in a modern English terms, and he writes in the translation called The Message, he says, what a person plants, he will harvest. The person who plants selfishness ignores the needs of others, ignoring God, harvest a crop of weeds. All he'll have to show for his life is weeds. But the one who plants in response to God, letting God's Spirit do the growth work in him, harvests a crop of real life, eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good. For the proper times we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Simple kingdom economics, isn't it? What you sow, you will reap. Ray, in this movie, all throughout, we've seen the last 5 weeks, being the gardener and spending his day quite literally sowing seeds, understands this well. While giving our good sheep, he said, to God reflects our love for him. Sowing seed reflects our understanding that we bring glory to him when we are fruitful for his kingdom. We sow by serving others. For example, like the bazaar. You know, all of you had to, you know, little seeds. So, our consecration Sunday, you know, as we come as a church, a community of faith, believers, you know, we sow those seeds. And being led by the Lord to invest our time, our gifts, our resources as he sees fit, just as Jesus is the sower. And the seed is the good seed of the kingdom. As Christ's followers, we sow our time, our gifts, our resources, as well as sowing the good news of Jesus. Scattering that seed, watering, harvesting in the hearts of our neighbors. You know, yesterday I saw so many come into our facility, you know, our neighborhood. And I know you've been praying for them, praying for those people. Think about this in the gospel lesson that was read today in John chapter 15. When Jesus spoke about vineyards, the people of Judea knew what he was talking about. It was an industry that had been carefully cultivated throughout the country for centuries. It was so crucial because it was their cash crop as opposed to grain. Which was raised purely for consumption. In early American days, you would remember, the corn was our crop. But the cash crop was tobacco. It was therefore vital to the economy of the land. So Jesus is talking about this cash crop. bearing fruit. Bearing fruit. The vine, of course, is Jesus himself. If we, the branches, are not bearing much fruit, it may be that we are not feeding as we ought to from Jesus, the main vine, the main source. I think that raises a question, isn't it? Are we bearing fruit for the kingdom of God? How can you tell? How can you tell a pear tree, an apple tree? You know, I am really bad. I mean, you guys probably look at it and go, that's an apple. Like you would walk around town and say, that's the maple, da, 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 da. I am clueless, okay? I know an apple tree because I see apples hanging. A pear tree, oh, that's a pear tree. Orange, yeah, that's an orange because I see it. I see it because by its fruit. Remember Jesus walks to the fig tree? He's expecting fruit. He's expecting fruit. It was the time that it needed to be bearing fruit. But it was not. How can you tell a Christian? By the fruit that he or she bears. It is just as simple as that. The fruits of the vine are not, you know, our attendance or our biblical knowledge or even our stewardship. I mean, these are byproducts. Byproducts of our connection to the vine, to Jesus. Our fruit is love. Don't we sing that? By our love, you will know that we are Christians. By our love. Isn't that our mission statement? Empowered by God to love and to serve one another. To love and to serve. But that's the fruit. That's the fruit. That's the fruit. Folks, it comes down to this. Comes down to that. How do we treat others? How do we treat other people? The point of the message that Jesus is sharing about the vine and the branches. The farmer, Jesus explains, is the Father, God the Father. The farmer has planted the vine for a purpose, and he is expecting the vine to produce fruit. The farmer will do nurturing of the vine to make the fruit possible. But when the vine fails, after all that, he does something to it. He prunes it. He cuts it off. You know the story about the fig tree, don't you? There's no way we can escape the responsibility for which we have been created. To be fruitful. And what is so interesting about being fruitful, I was thinking of, you know, with the video, the seed, planting the seed. You know, the fruit has the seed. To reproduce. You know, so the seed is cultivated, produces the fruit, and then those fruits have seeds to multiply, to be planted, to be nurtured. So think about how we, you know, a seed might be so little, like a mustard seed the scripture talks a lot about. Might be a small seed, but how it takes root, how it takes and how it produces fruit. I was thinking about the talents. Isn't that something? I mean, I've gotten a lot of seeds. You know, you go to the store, you go, that looks like a nice, you know, those little packets of seeds. And I would just buy them, you know. Do I plant them? No. Do I plant it? You know, I'm not a gardener. But, you know, I look at those packets and I go, oh, that would be beautiful, isn't it? That would be a beautiful garden. And I purchase them, I come, and it's still sitting. It's probably rotten by now because it's been sitting there for years and years. And I blame it on the deer, you know. Well, my friends, you know, we are sometimes like that, aren't we? You know, God gives us seeds, and we don't plant them, we keep them. We store it. It gets rotten after a while. But if we had planted them, they would have blossomed, they would have been fruitful, they would have produced, multiplied, blessed, like all of you did, you know, bring your garden vegetables, produces. I mean, you planted and you had a great harvest, didn't you? And that is how it is with God's kingdom. God gives us seeds. It's totally left to us what we do with it. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us to spread God's word, to plant those seeds. In John 15:8 says, my Father is glorified in this, that you bear much fruit. And so to prove to be my disciples. Wow. Now is the time to sow seeds. There was a question, someone had said there'll be two questions that you have to answer when you get to heaven. I don't know how he knew about this, but maybe the Lord revealed it to him. Okay, question number one, you will be asked, what did you do with Jesus? That was a good thing. What did you do with Jesus? What did you do with him? Okay. It's just like the good sheep I was thinking that we offer him as a reflection of our gratitude. Okay, the second question, what did you do with what he gave you? What did you do with what he gave you? For example, the seeds. What did you do with it? Did you take the seed and hide it where it's rotting away, like I did? Or are you spreading the seed that God has given you to be faithful, to plant, to reproduce, harvest hundredfold? John 15:8, my Father is glorified in this, that you bear much fruit. Amen.